Dozens of vendors and hundreds of shoppers converged on the IRA Civic Center in Grand Rapids Saturday, September 18th. The draw? Goods from the Woods, a marketplace set up for trade in products rooted in our northern forests. 70-some vendors and information booths were on hand for this, the 8th annual event. The variety of the products offered was striking. Jellies and jams, raw wood and millwork, beaver fur caps, and lake maps routed into wood planks. Rustic willow furniture, and intricate paintings of native birds. I stopped to visit with some of the vendors and learn a little bit about their craft.
My name is Rose Heim. Our company name is Heim Made. Heim means home in German, so everything we have is homemade. I have my business with my daughter. We do this together. She's not here today. We have lots of body products. That's actually what we started with our business. And we have branched out into a lot of wool things. We recycle wool sweaters, vintage coats, buttons, jewelries, trims. We have recently started felting hats from raw wool. We do jewelry. We started making silver jewelry, and we just kind of do a random sort of thing, but we do everything that we love. That's kind of who we are. Well, we try to be as natural as we possibly can. Our body products include honey, along with a lot of other natural oils. Our wool is that we use for felting is all local. We have a couple of ladies in our area north of Bemidji where we live that raise sheep, so we buy wool from them. We do a lot of recycling. You know, we're really committed to that and making beautiful things out of things that are discarded from other people.
I'm Nate from the Barbell Beauty Ranch in Squaw Lake. We have about 1,000 hives. I guess we run out of, most of our hives are on Black Duck, like Black Duck, Nebish kind of area. And in the winter we ship our most of our bees to California, pollinate the almonds. So we'll do that and then ship back in the spring and replace them out in the same yards. We've been going to a lot of the same farmers actually for 30 years, you know, generations of farmers. They like it a lot because we pollinate their crops. And we actually give them, you know, we'll give them gallons of honey. A lot of, you know, like some farmers will give more because we do more on their fields, but most of the time we'll just give them a lot of much honey as they want, really. Right here we have like 6 different kinds of honey that we all got. We've got orange blossom right now from California. So that's just from, you know, blossoms from orange trees. But most of the time we've got basswood from the basswood trees. A lot of our hives are, the yards are in the woods. So, you know, basswood. Wildflower, which is clover alfalfa. Buckwheat from the buckwheat flowers. It's real dark. And then I guess we got sunflower and dandelion. So dandelion's the beginning of the summer crop because there's no other flowers, and that's what the bees go to.
My name is Jared Stonedahl, and my wife, April Stonedahl, out of Ashland, Wisconsin, or near Ashland, Wisconsin. We make a variety of things out of wood and bark. Utilitarian craft that originally was meant to be used. So wooden spoons and bowls to eat with, bark boxes to store stuff in, baskets to move goods around, store things in, birch bark canoes to travel.
It looks like you follow very historical, traditional methods in your construction too.
Yeah, 100%. And that's very important for us to keep the techniques alive. Well, I look at the forest, the woods as a livelihood. As we go to the forest to get what we need to live, to make the things that we need for day-to-day living. So very interconnected on a day-to-day. You know, we eat out of wooden bowls and we use wooden spoons, so we're just one step from that, you know.
My name is Austin Klinsky. I'm from Bemidji, Minnesota. I started segmented wood turning about a year and a half ago with the guidance of my father.
You've gotten this good in a year and a half?
That's where I started. That $750 one, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't price most of this.
Wow.
Yeah. That big one on the end is my most recent.
it's so intricate, I can't even imagine how you go about creating this.
You start with a bunch of triangles at a 45 and a half degree angle, glue them together into an octagon, then you have your solid base, and then you start gluing together rhombuses to make more octagons, stack them about 3-4 inches at a time, turn the inside, continue all the way up until you get two halves, then glue those together and then turn the outside, and then it's about a day or two worth of finishing for everything.
You use a lacquer? Or
it's a two-part catalyzed varnish. There's a scale for sheen that goes from 0 to 110, and the sheen on a mirror is 110. This stuff will buff to like 106, I want to say. So it's a lot of work. I don't know. I've just always been around it. There's pictures of me 6 years old standing next to 5-6 foot tall pieces my father made. I got sick of managing Little Caesars and decided to try and do something myself.
That was Austin Klinsky of Bemidji. We also heard from Jared Stonedahl of Odena, Wisconsin, Nate from the Barbell Bee Ranch in Squaw Lake, Minnesota, and Rose Heim of Kellyer, Minnesota, vendors at Goods from the Woods 2010, held Saturday, September 18th in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Next year's event is slated for September 17th, and more information is on the web at truenorthwoods.com. I'm Travis Ryder.